The gold fleet cut is set after an exhilarating second day at the 470 Junior World Championships in Gdynia. Here's why the results could reshape the competition landscape moving forward. Two races unfolded under brilliant sunshine and a steady 10 to 12 knot breeze, ideal for top-tier racing. Sienna Brown from Australia expressed relief at the improved conditions compared to previous days, emphasizing the significance of today's rhythm. Her teammate, Ellis Merritt, noted the opportunity to gauge themselves against the strong European fleet. France's Loman Vallad and Julien Brunel maintained their overall lead after four races, closely followed by Norway's Julia Jacobsen and Victor Loof, just 2 points behind. Italy's Lisa Vucetti and Vittorio Bonifacio surged to third overall, achieving two race wins and topping the U21 classification. Vucetti highlighted the importance of starting position and fleet control in their success. The competition remains fiercely tight, with Norway, Italy, and Israel all tied at 8 points. Germany's Amelia Werle and Ricardo Honold are just behind, keeping the medal race wide open. With the qualifying series finished, the top 28 teams move to the gold fleet, where the 2026 470 Junior World Champions will be crowned in two medal series races on Friday.